And now, it's Gospel Time with Roger Boone. If you have special prayer requests or if you would like to be a part of this ministry, please send all correspondence to Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. And now, it's Gospel Time.
I wake up to another day. First thing I do is bow and pray. I thank the Lord for allowing me another chance to live my testimony. Not everybody goes to church, but every man watches your works. So be a light for all to see, another chance to live your testimony. A Christian would I be called when others see my daily walk? To show the world Christ lives in me, another chance to live my testimony. I hear God calling me today to share the truth. Don't be ashamed, a mirrored image of Christ to be, another chance to live my testimony. A Christian would I be called when others see my daily walk? To show the world Christ lives in me, another chance to live my testimony. Can they hear your echo in the song I sing? Another chance to live my testimony.
Nathan and Tanya Horton, it's called Testimony, a very powerful song. Well, hello, friends, and welcome to this edition of It's Gospel Time. I'm Roger Boone, going to be around with you for a little while, and I sure hope the songs we have picked out for you today will be a blessing to you, and we'll be looking back into the book of Esther again today as we move along through the Word of God. Well, welcome to It's Gospel Time. Perhaps this is the first time that you've heard the program, and we've been on the radio for a very long time, and I hope the program today blesses your heart. I'd like to encourage you to be found faithful to good Bible-believing, Bible-teaching, Bible-preaching, Bible-practicing church. And by the way, I'd love to hear from you. The address is Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. You can find us on the World Wide Web at www.itsgospeltime.com. You can send me an email at itsgospeltime@yahoo.com. Or you could give me a phone call at 828-778-3350. And if you'd like to send me an email, itsgospeltime@yahoo.com. And also, sure would love to hear from you. So, my wife has written a book called A Mama's Dream. It's a true story written by my wife, Diane, that will touch your heart. And they're $10. That does include the postage. So, if you'd like to either help us with the finances of this ministry or have one of the books, you can send that to Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. Let me encourage you to support your local Christian radio station or the radio station where you hear the program. And please pray for not only this ministry, but for the radio station where you hear the program and Christian programming and support them financially as well. All right, let's move along and look into the Word of God in the book of Esther, chapter number 4. Esther, in its Old Testament scripture, chapter number 4. We'll pick up reading in verse number 9 and finish out this chapter. Alexander Skorb is actually doing the reading from the King James Version of the Bible.
And Hatak came and told Esther the words of Mordecai. Again Esther spake unto Hatak, and gave him commandment unto Mordecai. All the king's servants, and all the people of the king's provinces, do know that whosoever, whether man or woman, shall come unto the king into the inner court, who is not called, there is one law of his, to put him to death, except such to whom the king shall hold out the golden scepter, that he may live. But I have not been called to come in unto the king these 30 days. And they told Mordecai Esther's words. Then Mordecai commanded to answer Esther, Think not with thyself that thou shalt escape in the king's house more than all the Jews. For if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. But thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed. And who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this? Then Esther bade them return Mordecai this answer, Go, gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan, and fast ye for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise, and so will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, I perish. So Mordecai went his way, and did according to all that Esther had commanded him.
I see him in a baby smile. I hear him in the wind that sighs. He loves me and I know not why. He's everywhere. He calls me from a world of care. I seek him and I find him there. He's in my heart, I feel him there. He's everywhere. Through storms of fear and doubt I sailed. My eyes were blinded by a veil. I saw no beauty anywhere in anything. Then I drew near the cross where he in pain and sorrow died for me. My veil was lifted and he taught my heart to see. I see him in a baby smile. I hear him in the wind that sighs. He loves me and I know not why. He's everywhere. He calls me from a world of care. I seek him and I find my heart, I feel him there. He's and I know not why. He's everywhere. He calls me from a world of care. I seek him and I find him there. He's in my heart, I feel him there. He's everywhere.
That's a good song. Matter of fact, the number one bluegrass gospel song all across the nation, according to the Singing News magazine, and especially for the February, the July chart coming up. And great, great song. Hope you enjoyed it right here on It's Gospel Time. The Easter Brothers coming up. Great song also. It's time just for an old-fashioned talk with the Lord.
Do you feel all alone with burdens and sorrows, and is your heart heavy too?
And it looks like the Savior is a million miles away.
It's not the Lord that's drifting, it's you. Open up the faded Bible that's been laid away so long, and read the blessed word once more.
Then get the hymn book down and sing some old-fashioned songs.
Then kneel down and have an old-fashioned talk with the Lord.
Just get down and pour out your heart to him there.
And he will roll back the dark clouds and pour you a blessing.
And you'll find that the Savior still cares. Open up the faded Bible that's been laid away so long, and read the blessed word once more.
Then get the hymn book down and sing some old-fashioned songs.
Then kneel down and have an old-fashioned talk with the Lord. Open up the faded Bible that's been laid away so long, and read the blessed word once more.
Then get the hymn book down and sing some old-fashioned songs.
Then kneel down and have an old-fashioned talk with the Lord.
Then get the hymn book down and sing some old-fashioned songs.
Then kneel down, have an old-fashioned talk with the Lord.
Well, I believe America would be much better off if we'd just do that, and we'd get on our face and have an old-fashioned talk with the Lord. I really do believe that we'd be much better off. We're going to take a little short break, and then following the break, we'll be back with some more great gospel music. Please stay around. We'll be back right after this.